Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Math Teacher, 33. And today is Monday, April the 25th. Monday, April the 25th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time with any explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we'll continue with part two of the series that I started yesterday, on the show we did yesterday, entitled Service, Balance, and Responsibility. We're talking about the three-stranded cord that allows one to move forward in this understanding of what we call consciousness. Now, again, consciousness has a lot of different meanings for a lot of different people. At the end of the day, it's the ability to be self-aware. It's the ability to over and understand self, not the flesh, but the spirit. Now, that may sound very easy, but as we talked about on yesterday's show, when you look at what these terms mean, and we started off talking about the word service, and we know that the word service means the word help or aid that is rendered. We also talked about how your service to others, if you want to be great, in God's kingdom, you must be a servant of all. So spiritual success is learning how to be the caretaker of your brother and your sister, and to find enjoyment in being of service to others, especially your family and your friends. Because Yahushua said, if you want to do something for me, do it to the least of these. Do it for the people that's standing right there in front of you every day, all day. But the problem with service is it requires balance and responsibility. Because service that is done the way I've been doing service results in enablement, being an enabler. An enabler, again, is someone who empowers someone else. Instead of the person using their God-given power and gift, they use yours. We become an enabler for someone else, and that robs them of their life experience and their spiritual development and their spiritual growth. So our life lessons, we have to learn. That means we have to have balance. So we talked about service. Now the word balance, if you look at it, the word balance is the state of equilibrium. Now, that is a big word, equilibrium. It's two words, equal and librium. It means the state. Again, very important because balance is a state of rest. It's a state where the left brain and the right brain are no longer opposing each other, where your head and your heart are not operating on opposite forces. Balance is the equal balance between power, influence, and effect. Balance is a mental and an emotional equilibrium. It is a condition that exists that results in steadiness and stability. The one thing, if you were to ask anyone in my circle that know me, the thing that I lack is steadiness and stability. Steadiness and stability are the result of this over under an understanding of service. So service, when done in the proper manner, results or gives one balance. Notice how the three-stranded cord is woven together. In the next series, we're going to talk about lower mango. And we're going to break down the Awaspe Bible. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking about Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8. The Bible contains 66 books that is divided among the Old Testament and the New Testament. This is equivalent. This is the equilibrium. This is the balance of the number 666. And as I talked about, if you take the number 66 and you add to it the number 33, you get the number 99, which is the highest level, again, that a mortal, again, can achieve. That results in the over under and understanding that there's 360 degrees to make a complete kirka or circle. That's balance. Balance is the under over understanding of the biblical numerology, not the Babylonian, not the Assyrian, not the Greek, but the biblical. That is the result of what the scripture talks about, the all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present. But Lohamon understands this, and when the Israelites or the Egyptians were taken into captivity, a Babylonian captivity, biblical celestial astrology was replaced with Babylonian astrology. And the religious records of the Israelites were destroyed, and they were burnt in the temples when Babylonia took over Jerusalem. And they destroyed the Jerusalem, and they replaced it with Constantine's version and the Babylonian version. Lohamon is one of the individuals that was the power behind that. It says that Lohamon said unto Thoth, who some believe is Gabriel. We're going to break that down in the next series. It says, go and tell the mortals that I am the same Lord God who wrought wonders for the Israelites. And they will believe me and they will fight for me. And Thoth did this as he was told. There was a Jewish man named Ezra who was a priest and a scribe who was learned in the law. And Thoth and Gabriel inspired Ezra, telling him some select numbers, telling him to select numerous other scribes and to go into various cities and to various libraries and gather all the records that he could of the Israelites and write a book of religious doctrine and laws and to compile it for their records. And these writings were to be priestly laws for the Jews who had returned from captivity to Jerusalem. So this is a verse of scripture that we're going to be breaking down. That's the non-canonized version that explains Jeremiah 8:8 that destroyed the balance that was in Israel. Jeremiah 8:8 says, how can you claim you are wise or that we are wise when the law of the Lord is with you or not with you? In fact, the lying pen of the scribes have produced falsehood. Now, there are many shows that talks about this pole shift, if you will. That happens in a lot of people's lives. Your job is to take responsibility. Remember, balance is equilibrium. Equilibrium is a steadiness and stability that should be found inside of your heart, inside of your mind. That's balance. This state of equilibrium means that the weight is distributed evenly. It means mental steadiness and emotional stability. It's the habit of being calm. Balance is mental steadiness and emotional stability. Mental steadiness and emotional stability. That's balance. So if you got service done right, you're not enabling anyone, you're not hurting anyone, but you're helping someone, that's going to produce mental steadiness and emotional stability. This balance then results in responsibility. Responsibility is, again, the ability to respond. It is the state of being responsible. It is a state of being answerable. It is a state of being accountable. Remember those three words: responsible, answerable, and accountable. To who? To yourself. The ability to be reliable and dependable. To who? To others. So you need to be accountable to yourself. It means self-control, self-management. It means being reliable and dependable. So are you reliable and are you dependable? That's what this word means when we talk about responsibility. So those three things gives you the ability to respond. And so it is a three-stranded cord that makes up a circle or a church. So if I have the ability to respond when I see a need, that puts me in a place of service. If I can put myself in a place where I am of service, where I am of use, where I am of help, and I don't hinder and I don't enable, that's going to create balance in my life. That's going to give me mental steadiness and emotional stability. This mental steadiness and emotional stability is going to allow me and give me the ability to respond and render more service. So you see, it is a circle. It is a self-perpetuating circle. When you do one thing, it prepares you to do the next thing. When you do the second thing, it prepares you to do the third thing. When you do the third thing, it prepares you to do the first thing. And it never stops. This is the circle of what the Native Americans call the wheel of life. The wheel of life is what Lomong removed from the earth. And the next series is going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify a name that you've probably never heard. And we're going to talk about some information that you probably have never read. And most of this stuff is going to come from the Tanakh and from the Torah. We're going to also be reading some from some very, very ancient texts as well. And we're going to really spend a lot of time talking about the book of Ezra. We're going to talk about the Latin Vulgate. We're going to talk about the Septuagint. And we're going to talk about the Owasbi Biblios or the Owasbi Bible. Also, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the Essenes, because the Essenes was the true ruling class on earth. And Yahusha was a part of this, again, organization called the Essenes. we will also talk about the book of the law and break that down. Because, again, in order for you to return back to a place of proper service, not only do you need to know what that service is, because, again, your spiritual success is the result of you being a single standing column of waveform, energy, or duality. What does that mean? That means that when we look at this ideal, what ideal? The ideal that I'm on earth, and if I am on earth, why am I here? Well, we were given something that has been manipulated. And our job is, again, to understand who Serapis, who Jesus, and who Lohamang, and who these three individuals are when it comes to our history. And we need to make sure, again, that our service, because your rewards in life equals your service to others. If you have little rewards in life, that means you have little service. So you can increase your rewards by increasing your service. The scripture says, if you want to be great in my kingdom, you must be the servant. You must serve all. It is service that is the foundation that activates the chakra or the wheel. Service means that it is helpful, help or aid. Service is the ability to, again, accommodate and to assist. Service is the ability to relate. Service is the ability to deliver. Service is the ability to supply. Service is the ability, again, to understand that servitude and being a service is something of honor. Service is the ability, my brothers and sisters, to provide shade. Service is the ability to assist. Service not only is the ability to assist, but it's also the ability to maintain. Service is the ability to, it is the ability to act, or is an act of homage. Service is a conditional or condition of servitude. It is the act of serving. It is the occupation of being a servant. This occupation of being a servant gives you mental steadiness and emotional stability. It brings about a particular mental disposition of calm. It gives you the ability to determine the weight and the value of things. It gives you the power or the ability to decide, or, again, the balance to weigh things. It's like the scales of justice. If you don't serve your scales of justice, the balance is off. Your balance is the result of your service. So the ability to estimate the weight of something and the importance of something is the ability to serve. Your equilibrium, your balance, is the result of your service. And so if you're not servicing others, you won't have no balance in yourself. You're going to be all about yourself. And the word balance starts with the word bi, B-I, which means, again, two, the ability to swing. Because whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum has the same potential to swing to the right. That's balance. It is the swaying back and forth to find equilibrium. This is the result of rendering help or aid. That gives you balance, this mental stability, this emotional stability. This balance, again, gives you the ability to respond to when you see more need. You will not have the ability to respond and help other people if you don't have balance within yourself. The ability to know oneself, the ability to find balance, and the ability to find peace, the ability to find a place, a safe haven where you can return to. Balance is the apparatus of weighing oneself. It is scales. It's the scales of justice. It's the ability to see the possibilities in yourself and others. You must balance your power, brother. You must balance your power, sister. The word balance means to be equal with. It means to bring or to keep equilibrium. The word balance means to keep oneself stable. So if I cannot stabilize myself, I cannot respond to the need I see in you, because I need something. If I can balance, if I can find the equilibrium within myself, that's going to allow me to be in a position to be answerable, to be responsible, and to be accountable. But all of this starts with service. And so the enemy's job is to make sure that you never find your service. Service is the celebration of public worship. Let me say that again. Service is the celebration of public worship. Let me say that one more time. Service is the celebration of public worship. And the ability to find that service is the number one thing, because service empowers balance. Balance empowers responsibility. Responsibility empowers, again, the word responsibility, look at the word. Respondability, turn it around, ability to respond. Balance gives you the ability to respond to the need that you see in others. See, I couldn't respond to the need that I saw in my family and in my friends because I wasn't balanced. I did not have mental and emotional equilibrium. Without balance, there is no responsibility. There cannot be no balance unless there is service. See, if your service is on yourself, if you're all about yourself and you're not here to fulfill, if you're not here to do what Jesus did, Jesus says, I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. Your service is out of whack. See, either you are enabling someone else or someone else is enabling you. That means that your power doesn't come from God. It comes from man. So I was looking for someone to take care of me. I was looking for someone to provide for me. I was looking for someone to come alongside and assist me. Instead of depending upon God, I was depending upon someone else. See, an enabler, brothers and sisters, means that you now are acting like God. You want to make. You want to give power. You want to supply means. You want to make one competent. You want to authorize. See, people who control are themselves controlled. Controllers are enablers. I like to control because that means I can enable you. I can pull your power anytime I want to. Why? You are totally dependent upon me. I go in. The word enable means to enter into someone's spirit and enable them. So guess what? If I can empower you, I can qualify you. And if I can empower you, I can disempower you. I can disembowel you. I can disqualify you. See, if I give you a title, I can take it away from you. But if God, see, God is not an indicator. God, the Bible says that God's gifts are without recompense. That means he don't give it to you one day and take it away the next. See, me, I like you today, but I may not like you tomorrow. So if I like you today, I might help you. But tomorrow, you piss me off today, yeah, I'm not going to help you tomorrow. See, God is not like that. See, we need to be more like our Creator. We need to serve. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, you must be the servant. And that service, that servanthood doesn't enable. You know how to provide adequate power without encroaching upon someone's destiny. That service. Service, my brothers and sisters, is the celebration of public worship. Yeshua said, remember when they said, Lord, when did we serve you? He said, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. The act of serving is the occupation of diakonia. The act of serving, the helpful act of serving. Serving is the act of a person to helping others. Remember we talked about in part one, the definition that I coined 20 years ago of what true riches, if you want to be rich, the ultimate secret to being rich, rich is focused energy that is delivered with enthusiasm. Enthusiasm means in theos, God in it. Focused energy that is delivered with enthusiasm in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits yourself. That's service. When you do that, you find balance. You find a mental state. You have the apparatus of weighing. Now you can see balance. It is to be equal. You have the ability to bring and to keep yourself equal. It's the ability to keep oneself balanced. Not somebody else. It's for you, brother. When you help other people, you're helping yourself. When you help other people, you are providing balance. You're providing a mental stability. You are actually providing emotional stability. And this, again, brings about your responsibility. And responsibility, the ability to respond to the need. So you see the circle? Service empowers balance. Balance empowers responsibility. Responsibility empowers service. And it keeps going on and on and on. It's a perpetual motion, nonstop, all day, every day, for eternity. And you never get tired. If you're doing something right now and you got to take a sabbatical, you got to take a break, but you're in the wrong occupation. That's not your, that you're not doing your gift. See, the more you give, the more you give back. You cannot give God. The more you give, the more God gives to you. Give and it shall be given. Shaken down, pressed together, shall be given to your bosom. Whatever degree that you give, that same measure, that same degree is given back to you. Don't believe me? Try it and see. My brothers and sisters, on Thursday the 28th, we start the most dangerous series I've ever done. The WASP Bible, you've probably never heard of it. I don't encourage or advise you to read it. Now, I know you're going to go read it, but I would highly recommend that you pray very carefully before you read it. It's taken me 20 years to digest it. We are going to break down Lower Manga. You can Google him if you want. Lower Manga is the false Antichrist who was already in the world prior to the world. Lower Manga is the Antichrist that it talks about in John and 1 John 4:3. 1 John 4:3. Again, when we start this series, it costs $100. Go to the website, MasterTeacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $100 donation. We're going to break down. I'm going to share some stuff with sisters that I know that there's people out there doing it. Again, I know I'm not the Lone Ranger. But I could not do this series until I lost everything. See, the qualification for eternal life, he that keeps to keep his life will lose it. He that loses his life will find it. That's the qualification for eternal life. So I couldn't see clearly until I lost everything. Now, brothers and sisters, I see I have something that I've always wanted. And I tried to get it manually, and I couldn't. I tried to work up this feeling of caring for other people. It wasn't there. I didn't really care. I wanted money, man. No use paying me, we was cool. I didn't want to hang out with nobody unless it could benefit me. I didn't want to go to your church unless I was speaking. I didn't want to go hang out with you unless I was the center of attention. I wasn't going to no gym unless everybody was looking at me. If I wasn't the biggest dude in the gym, I wouldn't go to that gym. I wanted to be seen, brother. I was not here to uplift the spirit of humanity. That's what my destiny, that's what my calling is. That's Lower Manga. See, 1 John 4:3, and I'm closing with this. Let's start with verse 2, says, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus Christ is not from God, which is the spirit of the Antichrist. On Thursday, brothers and sisters, we break down Lower Manga. Again, please join me because this is going to be a very, very powerful series. Very, very powerful. And the reason why this is going to be so powerful is because we're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the antimatter, the Antichrist. We know him as Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor. He has many names throughout history. But the number one name that was given before the book of Genesis was written, before Egypt, before the Sumerian text, is the name Lower Manga. Triple dare you to Google it. Triple dare you to Google that name. We're going to break it down. Lower Manga starts Thursday at 12 noon. My brothers, my sisters, I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. Again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he would never do what Lower Manga has done, manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme like the police. Yeah, I'm still on the scene after I murdered and flee. Reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue. Bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these